Podcast. The Scottish Dad. Don't even know why. Don't even know why we're Scottish, but you know, there you go. That's what you come to this podcast for. Random Scottish accents. You can speak Charlotte. I don't need to like introduce you. Like, it's me, Vic, back with Charlotte. I think they get the picture with the minister.
It's me.
Oh no. Never mind, just don't talk instead.
I'm back.
Why did you say that so ominously? Like, I'm back.
It's me again.
No, that just sounds slow now. So, we're doing another shitty shark film.
Shitty shark film.
That's all we've been doing. Shitty shark films. To be fair, this film makes the last two look...
I think maybe it makes Shark Week look good.
I don't know about that. I think they're probably on par.
Do you reckon? Nah.
At least the CGI length of the shark is like pretty consistent in this film.
I suppose, yeah.
Whereas in the last one, it's like, oh, it's a baby, and then the adult's like the same size as a baby.
Yeah, that, all right. I'll
and
let
they're
you
in a swimming pool.
But it did have some really hilarious scenes. That one.
It did. What? Oh, Shark Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But so does this one.
But as good as Shark Week, I don't know.
Well,
we'll find out.
We've watched it.
I meant the listeners.
Oh, right. So you're doing like a... Well, you'll find out. Remember I said about your game show accent last week? You're doing
it
again?
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
Oh, you'll find out after the break.
Welcome back.
Where did we go?
That advert. That was an ad.
Okay. So we're doing 2012's... Jurassic Shark. Jurassic Shark, which is a play on Jurassic Park, and that's hilarious, isn't it?
Oh, I couldn't stop laughing.
But originally, it's called Attack of the Jurassic Shark. So you know,
yeah,
they should have just kept that title. Actually, you know, yeah, I'd be well annoyed if a film with a title like that would be as bad as this.
Yeah, exactly. You'd watch it and be like, "Where's the attacks? Where are they?"
Where are they? So yeah, it's apparently supposed to parody Jaws and Jurassic Park at the same time, which I don't think it does any of that. Is there anything besides the fact that the doctor guy is called Dr. Grant? Is that it?
There was something else, wasn't there? The phrasing. There was a couple of phrases in there that they used, but apart from that,
it's no. Like, as a parody, I don't understand.
No. Apart just, from that was it.
So this is a very, very, very... I can't even, like, be subtle about it. Like, you know, leave it to the end. It's a terrible, 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 terrible movie. Like I said, it makes Deep Blue Sea 2 and Deep Blue Sea 3 look like masterpieces.
Yeah, it really does.
It's just... It's got no fucking budget, like, whatever, has it? And they don't do, like, anything remotely, like, brave with whatever budget they've got. It's just... It's genuinely one of the worst. If I hadn't seen Verotica, you haven't seen that yet,
no.
Have you? If I hadn't watched that with Richard last year, I think this would probably be one of the worst ones I've ever seen. Maybe the worst. It's fucking terrible, though, isn't it?
It's a long 75 minutes.
Yeah, I know, that's the best bit. It's only 75 minutes long, and it feels twice as long as like an hour and a half movie.
And... About half an hour of it is slow-mo.
Yeah, there's loads of slow-mo like near the end of the film as well, isn't it? Because they're like, oh, got to stretch that. We can't have it too short. Oh, my God.
Anyway, let's get into the...
Yeah, so basically, I mean, what can we fucking say about this, though? There's no plot. There's an oil rig.
Well, it starts with this guy trying to drill in...
Well,
to get this oil.
You make it sound like it's... You haven't seen
this one guy.
There will be blood. It's just fucking Daniel Day-Lewis just drilling himself.
It's this lab.
Me and you need to watch There Will Be Blood. You'd love that film.
All right.
But he literally drills at the beginning of that film on his own. I mean, this is in, like, Wild West times.
Maybe Dr. Grant could drill by himself.
Maybe he could. I'd say the one from Jurassic Park could.
So, yeah, anyway, they're drilling to get this oil and then... One scientist is saying to another, no, you can't be doing that. You don't know what you're going to...
All the conversations in this are just, like,
just so barren,
yeah,
aren't they?
You don't know what you're going to let out. There could be a toxin.
By the way...
Or more!
Like, straight away from this point, you realise how good the acting is in this movie, don't you?
It's top notch.
Oh my fucking God.
Second to none.
Oh, it's every single... There's, you know, like in, like, even bad low-budget movies, there's usually, like, you know, one guy or one woman.
Yeah.
That's, like, decent enough that you can be like, well, at least somebody's all right in this movie.
Nobody.
Everybody is, like, the worst actor I've ever seen. Like, they've just... I think it's just all of the director's mates, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody down the pub. Come on, making a film. We're heading to the lake and we're making a fucking film.
Jeez, the fucking lake. So they drill, and the woman doctor's like, no, you can't drill. There's something into ice.
But did you notice? Spoiler.
Who gives a fuck? Don't. You do not care.
There's only them two on the island. Why is there only Dr. Grant and his assistant on the island?
Well, I think there's supposed to be more people around the drilling site, I guess.
And
but
then
they
suddenly,
all die in the explosion.
Yeah, exactly. Then suddenly Dr. Grant is in the building when it explodes, is outside with no wounds.
Yeah, well, he's got a bloody coat on.
That's not even his blood,
like,
though.
And then, oh, does he say that?
Well, he's got no wounds.
No, I know, but I think that's just the budget.
Oh.
I think he was supposed to have been,
well,
like,
he wasn't
wounded.
Even hurt. He wasn't even,
know.
Like, limping or anything.
And then they tell him to take his coat off. We're getting ahead of ourselves here, but they tell him to take his lab coat off, and then that's just it. There's no wounds.
No.
It's just blood on his coat.
Yeah, it's like, oh, right.
Which would... I'd be like, I can forgive it if he kept the fucking coat on.
But then you get the t-shirt.
Yeah, well, we're jumping ahead, alright? Let's not get fucking, what is it, Hogstaff involved yet. So yeah, she says there's something in the ice or something, doesn't she? She's like, yeah. Oh, there could be something in the ice. And he's like, no, there's nothing in the ice, I'm Dr. Grant. And then he keeps drilling and, well, I mean, you don't see them drilling, you just hear it. And then it just all explodes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it lets a megalodon out.
Yep.
Just
less
because,
one
you know,
out.
It's just like, you know, I've just been in the ice.
It's been chilling, and now I'm alright.
Literally chilling.
Now I'm alright, and I'm a little bit peckish.
Oh, fucking hell.
Been in the ice for like 2 million years. Where's my snacks?
Well, he finds them, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He finds a lot of dumb fucking snacks. It's like the easiest buffet you've ever seen in your life.
And Victor was loving it at this point, you know, girls in their bikinis.
Oh, yeah, there's them two girls at the beginning, isn't there?
Yeah, you
and
love
they're
them.
Just, they're sitting on the fucking... Oh my God, they're just sitting on the island just talking shit. And you're like, I don't want to hear any of... They're just like, oh, you're such a bitch. Ooh.
Why does nobody live here?
Yeah, and then she's like, "What? I don't think I said anybody lives here. It's a fucking giant fucking oil rig."
And then they hear an explosion, and then she's like, oh, it's probably just some hillbillies.
We forgot they're in the water, and they're splashing water for about 45 minutes.
No, that's after this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Well, they go in the water after... Oh, yeah, of course,
yeah.
Because then the megalodons got let out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, they hear the earthquake and then go in the water. Because one of the girls is like, oh, yeah, we always get earthquakes round here. And
yeah.
It's like, I still don't think you should be, like, that casual about it.
Yeah, it's
like,
fine. Let's
still...
Come on, let's go in the water now.
I don't think it matters how many you've been through. I think they can still kill you. It's like, no, it's all right, you know, they happen all the time.
Then,
right.
Then they get eaten, don't they?
Well, the megalodon comes out. They're in the water. There is literally like a 30-second to a minute scene of them with no dialogue.
Yeah.
Just splashing each other with water.
It was.
And the best of it is, it's like water splashing effects.
Yeah.
In it, it's
yeah.
like audio, and it's the same one.
It was terrible.
Like it's just
we were
the
just
same
sitting
effect,
there looking at each other, like, is this really
Ew!
Happening?
Yeah. Just two bikini-clad women throwing water at each
yeah.
other for 30.
Because this Brett Kelly, or whatever his name is...
That's the director.
...thinks that that's what people want to see.
Yeah, I want to see minute-long scenes of bikini-clad women just throwing badly sound-effect water at each other.
I can imagine his next film being, like, a shark porno or something, where there's a porno going on and sharks
just
taking one of them off, like, every now and again.
Yeah, just like... Yeah, they're just, like, sitting there doggy-style.
Yeah,
and
like, I'll have you.
She's just like, oh, where'd she go? And the shark's just...
Yeah, exactly.
Come up
and nabbed
him. Why is the shark talking?
It's me. It's Bruce.
Now you're saying it is... We'll get sued for this. Now you're saying it's Bruce from Finding Nemo. That's what you're saying. You're saying Bruce from Finding Nemo is Nick and Men from porno studios.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
That is exactly what I am saying.
Wow. Okay. We don't endorse the opinions of our special guest hosts, so...
Nemo.
Just... Why did you randomly just say Nemo?
He's next.
Nemo's next? For what?
Bruce is... pounding.
I think... this should, I think that's where we'll leave it, to be honest with you, because you are starting to worry me a little bit.
Pounding the fish.
Oh dear, this is getting too much even for me. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Oh my God, your true colours are coming out finally on this podcast. She's just, you're just some sort of minx.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There's no nice bums in this, by the way, guys.
Oh, it's always with the bums with you. She's right, though. There isn't even, like, a good girl bum in this.
No, there's nothing. There's not even, like, oh, look at them boobs. Yeah. There's nothing. You don't want to... Look at them tits.
Just stop.
Look at them baps.
Why are you, like... Are you on something?
No.
Oh, my days. So where were we?
We were talking about the shark being in... Oh no, we were talking about them splashing around.
Yeah,
and then they get mowed down.
You were gonna say, talking about that shark being in a porno studio, weren't you?
Yeah.
And then you caught yourself. Anyway, yeah, they're splashing around. They get eaten, and it's just hot. The death scenes are horrible in this movie.
She just starts shouting for a friend. One of them, doesn't she? I can't remember what her friend's name is. Beth. Ooh.
Wait, do you know?
And then she says it about 10 times.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it takes about 30 seconds for her to just keep shouting.
Yeah, like as if she's just going to be like, it's me. Here I am.
Here I am in the shark's stomach.
Just chilling. The shark could probably eat a whole, to be fair.
Well, the funny thing is in this movie, when the shark eats someone, it does this like horrible like sound effect of someone eating like a crisp or something. Like when it eats someone, it's just...
But the thing is, the CGI doesn't even, like, match where the bodies are being eaten. So, like, it's, like, overlapping, and you're like, what is going on?
It's fucking chopping through. It's,
The arm's still hanging out, but suddenly the arm's chopped in half, and you're like, what's going on? I don't know.
It gives the Jaws 3D shark at the end, you know, the one where he's coming towards the glass, and he's motionless. It gives that a run for its money.
It does.
I mean, at least this one's moving. So it's not on par with Jaws 3D. But I'm saying it's nearly fucking there. It's fucking awful. You're right. It just like appears next to them, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just and sort then it of comes bites them, out.
And like, they kind of just like get warped into it.
Yeah. Like suddenly they're just mashed and there's a pool full of water.
What are
pool
you
full
on?
Of blood.
Yeah, they most of the time as well, you don't see the kill.
No.
You just hear the...
Yeah. Oh.
And it's like, oh, somebody's gone.
Yeah, because you kept on going, oh, who's dead now? And I was like, oh, it's this person.
You're the
like,
way
well,
it's shot, they just show you, like, a torso going through the water. And then they show you, like, a bit of a shark. And then they just show the torso again, but now the screen's red.
You do see the fin quite a lot.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. Like, that's the worst CGI in this movie. Yeah, it just looks...
It's awful.
Oh, my God, this movie. Let's
so then,
get, can we
yeah,
get this
anyway, so,
with?
Like... These people, these, like, thieves turn up on the island.
Yeah, like, they're supposed to be some sort of, like, lot from a fucking Tarantino movie or something. I swear to God, the guy thinks the dialogue in this movie is like that. Like, it's because they show up and he's, like, one of the... It's the big muscly guy, isn't it? He's like, oh, she's mental. She fucking killed a cop. So you're like, oh, right, they're on the run from
the
cops.
They're on the... Yeah.
And they've got, like, a painting. And then the leader of the group is this woman. And she's just ruthless. And literally pretty much all of the kills in this film are her sending people in to go and find... They go out on a boat, don't they?
Yeah, and the shark capsizes it.
Yeah, and they drop this painting that they've stole. One of them gets eaten, I think.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the film, the woman just keeps sending people out to get the painting.
Yeah,
and
she's like, go
fail.
On, off you go.
Yeah.
Go and get it. Because these other people turn up at that point as well.
Yeah, these are the three girls that are doing... They're there for that girl's project or something. She's
yeah, something,
something
to do with, like, trying to out them for illegal oil drilling or something
pollution
like that.
And shit, yeah. They stumble upon the gang, who pretend they're not a gang.
Yeah.
And then eventually they... that this is when they've got the... They eventually find out they're a fucking gang, because then they just put... Do they find Dr. Grant first? And then they reveal that they're...
because the... they've gone into the water, so they're on the boat. Their boat capsizes. Their friend dies. Then they meet the thieves, and they're like, oh my god, don't go in the water. Then they go and find Dr. Grant.
And then they reveal themselves as...
villains. Because they get the guns out after that, don't they? And they're like, get in the water.
Yeah, because like... because I remember thinking... I don't even remember, you know. This film's so mishmashed. Don't watch this fucking movie. I don't know, but they I remember when they do pull their guns, like, the girls aren't even that bothered about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, Dr. Grant's like, what the fuck are you doing pointing a gun at me? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it.
And then the girls are just like, oh, you are villains after all.
We couldn't have told that because you're dressed in all black.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, in her fucking ill-fitting clothes. Yeah,
and then she's got like, what are they called? Plaits. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You're meant to be some badass chicken, you got fucking plaits in.
Well, they think she looks badass, don't they? She looks terrible. And she's so badly acted. It's just her going like, go out. She's got like the worst accent for a villain as well. She's like, go out to the water and get my painting. And you're like, every line is that as well. She's like, really ooh.
Elongated.
Oh my god. So they find Dr. Grant. Dr. Grant's apparently wounded with his lab coat. He doesn't like react like he's in pain.
No, he's laying there like knocked out, and then suddenly he's awake.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Oh, look at my blood!" And then they're like, "Oh, you're wounded." He's like, "Yeah."
He's like, "Don't go in the water, though."
Yeah, because he's like, "Yeah, no." Because at the beginning he's like, "You know, there's nothing wrong," and then now he's instantly gone. Yeah, how does
he
know?
He's been knocked out.
Yeah, why would he think a megalodon's been released? Like, who's he spoke to?
Exactly, unless he's tried to... Oh, no.
Is that why he's
off screen, because he says, the sharks destroyed all of the boats and every way to get out of here. So they must have been trying to escape, and then he's obviously seen people getting eaten. And maybe that's why he's got the blood on him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you don't see that. So I don't... And this is just me assuming.
Let's not worry about that. The film doesn't fucking care about it. Why should we?
Yeah,
we
should. True.
We should remake this movie.
I think we should.
Like, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Jurassic Shark for you.
Jurassic fucking shark. He's in it for... The shark's in it for about a minute.
Yes. Yeah, it's atrocious.
So yeah, Dr. Grant, they reveal themselves to be villains. They go, you're going to get my painting. He goes in. Doesn't even get like... Pretty much all the deaths like happen on shallow water in this film.
This massive megalodon, you know.
Doesn't get beached.
It's just coming up to the shoreline. Yeah, I'll like have this, you, this and then suddenly like it's like it's still covered. It's right on the shoreline, and it's still its body is still like, fully covered. And
if
then
it's
suddenly,
that big, it's beached at that point.
I mean, like you said, and then suddenly the shark is just turned around. It's like it's there, and then it's turned around, and it's swimming away. Oh, it's terrible. There's just no thought gone into the movements of the shark.
I don't think
whatsoever.
They have the budget to fucking put movement.
I just don't think they even try to though.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. They don't do anything brave with the budget at all. Like, they must have had nothing.
Because like you said as well, you don't see any of the boats capsizing either.
No, like, they couldn't even film them actually falling out of a boat. So, Dr. Grant, they tell him to go into the water. They're like, go get my painting.
He's
goes
dead.
Into his water. He's got, like, a Hogstaff beer t-shirt
we were
or something.
Howling at that,
well, yeah, I was like, what? This guy's supposed to be a professional, right? Fucking casual Fridays over here.
I know.
Here.
Turning up at work in a Hogstaff uniform.
I know. A Hogstaff beer or something.
Oh,
which
my God.
Comes back at the end. In a little bit.
It must be a promotion.
Do you reckon?
It's
maybe that's where
promotion.
They got the like 20p of their budget from.
Tenner.
Yeah, so Dr. Grant dies. And then the rest of the movie, the gang leader's just sending people out. Go get my painting. Dead. Go get my painting. Dead. Until it's like Muscle Man, the gang leader.
Yeah.
And then two of the girls.
Yeah,
I think.
Then
the rest of them are
dead.
The rest of them
have
been eaten by
dead.
The shark. And what happens is they say to the final two girls, Muscle Man and fucking gang leader, they're like, right, you're the final two. What we're going to do is they get dynamite from somewhere, don't they?
Yeah, I don't even know what she says something about it. Like, oh, there's dynamite on the island. Let's go and get it.
Yeah, the one that's doing the project. So I guess she must have, like, researched the island. So she's like, oh, there must
be it's got, yeah, maybe it's something to do with their illegal oil drilling.
Again, looking too much into this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're basically like, you know, we'll send you two out, and Muscle Guy over here will throw dynamite at the Meg. Doesn't someone... You know when she tells them about the fucking dynamite? Doesn't she say something like, oh, don't worry about the shark, because I know how to stop a Megalodon. And then the woman's like, oh, how? And she's like, dynamite. Like, and we were like, well, yeah, I guess. Like, you made it sound as if, like, you had the specific way to kill a Megalodon.
I know I'm pretty sure
dynamite is going to fucking kill a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Like, specifically Megalodons.
Yeah.
Just like people.
I read that in a book once.
Yeah. Only dynamite.
Only dynamite.
So, fucking Muscle Man starts throwing this dynamite at this shark. You never see the explosions. No. It just goes... And then the shark turns round and goes away. Oh, Jesus. So, what happens now is probably one of the most elongated fucking finales I've ever seen in my life. Because, right, this is what happens. And some of this happens in slow motion. They send the two girls out. He throws some dynamite. The shark goes away. The girls go out, get halfway out there, go, oh no, we're tired. They go back. They go back to shore. She's like, oh, now I've got to throw some more dynamite at the fucking shark. Muscle Man, he throws a dynamite at the shark. The shark goes away. The two girls, they go, okay, we'll go back out now. They go back out. They're like, oh no, we're tired now.
No, they go down. They can't get it out. They come back.
Oh, so they try for it.
Yeah, they try for it. They can't get it out. And they're like, and she's like, nah, get back out there.
Yeah, but
they go back out again.
They go to go away again. And then they're like, oh nah. We should do something about this. It's like, oh, fucking should you? Jesus.
Oh, this is my favourite bit.
Yeah, so the big plan is they just get a rock from underneath and it's like, it's hilarious because the gang leader is literally talking to them, right? At one point. She's like, right, go out and get my fucking painting. The two girls just turn around, haven't moved. So she's still within distance of what she's just been talking. And they're like, oh, shall we take her out? And the gang leader's like, oh, you need to go and get my painting. As if she can't hear them.
Let's take her out.
And they're like, let's get her. And then they kind of like both bend down. And she's like, what are you doing? And they're like, we're getting ready to go out. We're just catching our breath. Obviously, they're doing something.
And then they threw that massive rock at the muscle guy.
Yeah, he's about to throw a bit of dynamite, isn't he? And they throw the rock. The rock hits, him in the head. And he doesn't have time to throw the dynamite, so the fuse goes down and he explodes. And it's just awful.
It's the way the rock hits his chest as well. It's literally like ooh.
Isn't it like a CGI rock?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's made no impact whatsoever. They were like, we can't actually throw a rock at this guy.
Yeah. Well, fucking hell. What have they done in this movie? Yeah. So he dies. Don't they throw a rock at the fucking woman as well? But
yeah, and then they manage to get a gun, don't they?
Yeah. And then the shark kind of comes over and nothing happens. And then when he cuts back to the gang leader, she's like, oh, you used up all your ammo on that shark, did you? And I was just sitting there like, no, she didn't fire it. She didn't fire the gun.
See, I missed that. I missed that part. So when you said that, I was like, what? Is that what she said? Like,
yeah.
Oh.
She never fired
she
the
never,
gun.
She never fired
and
it.
And then the villain was just like, You've used all your ammo.
I just didn't get this part, though.
Yeah, so she's laughing at them. She's like, uh-huh, I'm going to kill you now, because you've got no ammo, apparently. And I've got loads. And the Megalodon comes out of the water, goes, like, over the two girls' heads.
Oh, my God, it's Deep Blue Sea 2.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell, yeah. Is it Deep Blue Sea 2?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, it eats the Durant, didn't it? Yeah. Comes out over the two girls' heads, and then, like, takes the gang leader away. Yeah. You don't even really see it.
You just see her legs.
Yeah.
Still on the shore. Like, it's eaten her off the... She wasn't even in the water, alright? That's what I want to make clear. She was standing on land.
Yeah.
And this Megalodon just...
landed
back
in the water.
Chomped her from the land, alright?
Yeah, and then sprang back into the land. But it didn't stop going forward.
No. I don't know where the shark went to, because there was land behind the gang leader, so the shark obviously has just gone into like the mud or something. It's turned into a mud shark now.
The best of it is, like, the physics of that as well is ridiculous. Yeah. Because that shark's got to have, like, not made any impact with her.
No.
Bit her, again, without making any impact apart from the bite, severed her from her feet, and then just went on its merry way. And it's like, how is this a fucking ninja shark?
Yeah.
Like, it couldn't have done that.
It's been in the ice for, like, 2 million years, alright? It's super shark.
Oh, my God. Like, how... He doesn't... The physics of it. It's just like... You're telling me her feet perfectly stayed still?
Yeah, they did. They did. Chomped. They did.
Oh, my God. This fucking movie. So, then we get a Deep Blue Sea 3 kind of thing. Done again, don't they? Because they're like, oh, we've saved the day, but we've got to kill the shark.
Yeah, we've got to kill it.
And
too near the shoreline.
How do they fucking kill it, shark? I can't remember.
So one of them goes in and starts flapping around, going, oh, come and eat me, come and eat me. While the other one lights a stick of dynamite.
Right.
So when the shark's just about to come out of like the water to eat the other girl, the other one throws the dynamite into the shark's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And then explodes.
The shark explodes into, like, really horrible CGI chunks.
It's terrible.
And then it's like blood from a fucking Time Crisis game or something on the screen. You know the games you used to play in the arcade?
Yeah.
You'd get hit and the blood come on the screen. It's like that. And it's like, what? Oh, my God. And then the two girls just walk off into the sunset. Like, we give a fuck.
And you were like, is that the end? And it isn't.
No, it's not. So, we cut to two guys drinking Hogstaff beer, and they're talking about, well, one of the guys is talking about how the girl that's with them, he can't believe that it's his mate's stepdaughter because him and his wife are so ugly, and he's kind of like insulting him, and the guy's like, I'm gonna knock you out.
It's like, yeah, but your wife's a whale.
Yeah, and he's like, I told you I'm gonna knock you out. And then it all culminates into this punchline where he says, well, it just shows you, ugly can still produce offspring. And you're like, oh no, there's a baby. And the baby pops up and eats them both off their deck chairs. Goes back into the sea.
On his merry way.
Can we get a sequel? Can we? Fucking fuck. Whoa, this movie. This was a bad one. I thought Deep Blue Sea was...
I've seen this film twice now. And I think that's just... Too many times.
Yeah, I forgot that you'd seen
too many times.
You'd seen it already.
Quite a number of years ago.
You didn't
ago.
Remember any of it,
I
though,
didn't,
did you?
I sort of, like, started to remember bits and bobs, but the majority, no, I hadn't remembered.
What is there to remember?
I remember the last part, definitely, where they were sitting on the deck chairs.
But, oh, really?
Yeah. And I remember that woman with the fucking braids. I remember her.
Jesus, did you watch this on your own?
Yeah.
You poor person.
I know.
Oh, so yeah, let's, are we going to,
favourite part?
Are we going to, yeah, go on then, yeah, what
well,
your favourite part?
My favourite part, and I say part because this was probably the only good part in my eyes, was
good part?
When that guy exploded by the dynamite.
Oh, so you mean like good for a bad?
Yeah, that I was howling, I thought that was hilarious, because the state of the rock. And then, then like, you didn't even see the guy drop the dynamite, though. So, like, so when he exploded, you were like, what the fuck?
You were just like, did he just explode?
Yeah, like, I was like, what the fuck has happened here?
He gets hit by a rock and then the rock explodes.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what? This shark has got some, like, magic ability to just, like, bite people and they explode now. But no, he lit some dynamite just before that, apparently. Which, apparently, I missed. So,
he was doing it for, like, the last three times. He threw about four bits of dynamite.
And I had a good laugh with the CGI. I thought, you know, I was constantly looking at it like, can it really get any worse? And it did.
Oh, it did. It did. So, would you recommend this movie?
I wouldn't recommend this movie. And I've recommended all of these movies so far, so no. It's got to be bad, guys, if I'm not recommending it.
It's just like, maybe if you were drinking, and you were like with a few people, so you could take the piss out of it.
Yeah, you could have a good laugh, but it's not a good film.
No way.
And it's not a good film. It's not a bad film that it's good either.
No, not so bad that it's good. It's just pretty terrible.
It's just terrible, and like you say, the acting is just atrocious. There is not one single character that you're like, oh, it's a shame they're in this film because everybody else is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't feel bad for any of them because they're fucking awful.
Yeah. I haven't got any favourite bits because I thought it was a fucking pile of shit.
Yeah.
So, I thought the dialogue was hilarious. I thought the acting was hilarious. That's about all the fun I got from this movie. I was just waiting to see how they delivered their next line. I'm like, oh, it was worse than the last one. You're getting worse.
And
you did enjoy
the last, the couple of non-dialogue scenes, you know, where it was just them.
Oh, I forgot to mention that there's a scene halfway through where they walk through the woods.
Oh, you did
for
like,
about
yeah,
15
you like,
minutes.
You did like that part, to be fair.
No dialogue. Just them, one by one, walking through various parts of the woods for about...
no.
It was like 2 minutes
or
something,
it was about 2 minutes. There was no need for
it. It was just blatant filler because your film was only fucking 75 minutes long with that. Imagine it without.
No, it'd be less than 60 minutes.
Yeah. I don't recommend this movie. It's fucking terrible. Like I said, maybe with a group of friends, but I think you'd even have to be on your way at that point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking bad. I mean, if you want to see like one of the worst films ever made, watch this
movie. Give it a watch.
But, yeah, so this is mine and Charlotte's last minisode, unfortunately, because I'm going away.
Later.
I know you're going to miss me.
I'm not. I'm not, guys.
Doesn't seem like many people would miss me.
Netflix and chill.
With who?
Myself.
Oh, my God. You are not coming back on this fucking podcast. I swear to God. You are... You're just like some sort of... raunchy psychopath.
Well, I like how Netflix and chill just has to mean something sexual. Like,
literally what it means.
Netflix
that's
and
that,
chill
that's
in my
the...
mind is Netflix.
Yeah, but that's not what it's
crisps.
Used for. Netflix and chill has connotations.
All right, Netflix and crisps.
Okay. You can only eat crisps, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine. Okay. She isn't bothered I'm going because she's Netflix. And Crispin.
Netflix and Crispin.
Fucking hell. I'll be glad to go. I'll tell
bye.
You that. Right, well, before we have a domestic. goodbye. We shall, I'll see you sometime in the next season of the Radio Nasties podcast.
Thanks and for you, having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for being on it. And I know Richard's got another episode to come out, so you can look forward to that one as well. But thank you again, Charlotte.
Not a problem, it's always a pleasure.
I can't say thank you for the films that you put me through, but you know, fair enough.
I've had to watch them too.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I didn't hate them as much as you.
But yeah, thanks again for listening. And Vic and Charlotte signing off. Goodbye.
See you later.